My name is Amy A, and I am a compulsive overeater, and I am humbled and grateful to be here today sharing with each of you. OA has shown me that who I am is not and never was the problem. The problem was all the adaptations that I made to live and survive in a world that felt like it was always against me. I turned to compulsive overeating and allowed the disease to guide my decision making, to guide my life for several decades. When this happened, I felt as though the safety net beneath me had holes in it, and soon it felt like there was no safety net at all. I then began to follow a false internal narrative that told me to repress my emotions. It made me isolate physically from other people, and I became dangerously independent. I didn't want help from anyone on anything, and I wouldn't accept help. When I joined OA and I started working the 12 steps and using the 9 tools, I was able to meet this false internal narrative and challenge it both in nuance and challenge it with new ways of thinking and new ways of being. Prior to joining OA, I had many step one moments. For the last 2.5 decades, every time that I have flown, I have had to buy 2 airline tickets because I couldn't fit in one seat on the airplane. And that demonstrates for you how unmanageable my life was because of my size. Prior to joining OA, on a routine basis, and I should probably say a daily basis, and that is not an over-exaggeration, I would go through a popular fast food drive-through, order enough food for 3, maybe 4 people, eat all of it by myself in my car. And while this was happening, there were times that I would say to myself, I don't want to be doing this. I felt as though I was enslaved to the food. This was not about a love of food at all. But yet, I could not stop. There were times that I would eat so much that I would then become ill. And in the midst of that misery, I would promise myself, this will not happen again. And then the next day, there I was, back in the same fast food drive-through line, repeating the process over and over again. And this demonstrates my powerlessness over food. When I joined OA and I read the spiritual principles behind the 12 steps, and I saw that for step one, the spiritual principle is honesty, I finally was able to see these moments for what they were. My life was unmanageable and I was powerless over food. The spiritual principle of step two is hope. And in my adult life, I had never had much hope. 2 days before I would attend my first OA meeting in person, I was having a discussion with a woman, and she said to me, have you thought about losing some weight? And I said, oh, yes, I think every overweight person has had that thought. I've tried every diet out there. I'm not successful on diets. I can't diet. I can't lose weight. And I resigned and said, I just don't have the willpower necessary. And she looked at me and she said, Amy, it has nothing to do with willpower. And then she reached behind where she was sitting. She pulled a book off her bookshelf. She opened to a paragraph and she read to me, "The disease of compulsive overeating cannot be managed by determination and willpower alone." And in that moment, I had my first glimmer of hope that maybe, just maybe, I could lose weight if it wasn't about willpower. Once in OA, I could see my insanity around food and really around life. I was irrational, I was unbalanced, and I was insane. Willpower and determination could not help me. I had to find a power greater than myself to restore me to sanity. And in those early days of my OA journey, I found my higher power in the acceptance at all the meetings that I went to in person, at all the meetings that I went to online. And that acceptance sustained me then. It continues to extend to sustain me now. And my higher power connection has expanded. I was also sustained by all of the individual conversations I had with fellows surrounding my compulsive food behaviors. Those conversations weren't met with judgment. They were often met with a knowing nod, and often I would be listening to a fellow tell me a story about their compulsive food behaviors. For the first time in my life, I was beginning to feel as though I didn't have to face the disease of compulsive overeating alone. I felt like I had found my tribe and that I was home for the first time in my life. Step three has as its spiritual principle faith. And I've never had faith in my adult life. So step three was a hard step for me to take. And in fact, I take step three every morning during my morning meditation. Step three was requiring me to turn my life and my will, which had driven my life for decades, I had to turn that over to a higher power. However, I understood that higher power. I was someone who, from a very young age, had isolated myself and done everything on my own. And in this step, I was asked to turn all of that over to a higher power and to adopt and adapt to a new way of thinking and being that dealt with my emotions and my spiritual connection so that physically I could maybe release some weight. Wow, it was all right there in step three. So I took step three reluctantly, but I did it. And every day I take it again to remind myself that yes, I have to turn my life and my will over to a higher power, however I see that higher power. When I took step three, I also was had the good fortune to be working with a very knowledgeable nutritionist, a nutritionist who knew a lot about the OA program. And as I began to work with her, I began to see that identifying my trigger foods was very important. I began to realize that naming my compulsive food behaviors was also important. And as I was taking step three and facing what my trigger foods were and acknowledging I had compulsive food behaviors, I was able to see how those foods and those behaviors had kept me deep, deep, deep in this progressive disease for decades. And I wanted out. And that also helped me to take step three. I wanted out of that. The spiritual principle of step four is courage. And I was asked to take a fearless and searching moral inventory of my resentments, of my fears, and of my harms. And I was to do this by looking at my attitudes, my beliefs, and my values. I believe that how I look at my life and how I deal with my life lies at the very heart of my disease. It's how I deal with life's situations that manages or does not manage my disease. It depends upon how I interact with life. I saw step four as an opportunity to face my stuff instead of stuffing my face. As I took an honest look at my past, I began to understand myself better. And as I began to understand myself better, it was also the beginning of my emotional healing. My decades of suppressing my emotions was finally starting to be healed in step four. It was the beginning of my freedom from self-bondage. It was, in short, a transformative step for me. Step five had, well, I should say that during step four, I also began utilizing the tool of writing. Writing gave me a way to face my emotions and have them not be overwhelming for me. I was someone who had lived in my intellectualized head for decades, and as I began to write, my emotions began to flow from my head into my heart. But they went by way of my hand as I was writing. And the writing put it in my voice in such a way that I didn't feel overwhelmed and I could return to it and read it and deal with those emotions. So the tool of writing was critical for me during step four. By the end of step four, I was moving beyond the food and beyond the havoc of my life and beginning to live a fuller life experience. The spiritual principle of step five is integrity. And when I read through all the OA 12 steps for the very first time, when I read and got to step five, I said smugly to myself, "Oh, I'll just plead the fifth. I'm not going to share all that with anybody." And then I got to step five and I realized, no, I don't want to plead the fifth. I want to complete this first time through the steps. I want to do step five. And the person that I shared my step four with in step five, she could see past my resentments. She could see past my fears. She could see past my harms. She was able to see the honesty and the vulnerability that I was approaching step five with. She could see my strength. She could see my capability. And because she was so good at holding all of that at once for me, I was able to begin to think, you know what? Maybe I can do some of that too. And wouldn't that really be helpful for myself if I could? So, step four and five were very transformative for me. And by the time I had completed step five, I realized that I was forming connections, that this is a disease of isolation, and it is a recovery of connection. I took steps six and seven kind of together. And since I hadn't been and still am not really a person of faith, but I definitely believe in a higher power greater than myself, I knew that steps six and seven weren't simply going to be me asking for something to be removed from me. I needed to have some action that I would take. So in step six, I made a list of my character defects. I did that by reading my step four. And when I read through step four, I found my character defects. I was very resistant. I was very judgmental. And I was very blameful. I wrote those down. I drew an arrow next to them. And at the end of the arrow, I put the character asset that I wanted to cultivate. Next to resistant, I put willingness. Next to judgment, I put empathetic. And next to blameful, I put responsible. And I knew it wasn't going to be the next morning I would get up and suddenly be willing and empathetic and responsible. I had to work towards that, and I still am. I don't get it right. There are days I'm very judgmental. There are times I'm very resistant. And that's when I rely on the phrase in OA that says progress, not perfection. Because at least now I am aware and can recognize, Amy, you're being judgmental. You would much rather be empathetic. How can you be empathetic in this situation? At least now I can recognize, Amy, you're being resistant because that's what you know. Maybe be willing and go down a new path and find something new that's greater than what you've experienced as being resistant. I don't get it right, but I keep progressing. I keep practicing, and at least I can now be aware of when my character defects still rear their ugly heads. Steps 8 and 9 are oftentimes referred to as the makeup steps in OA. Step 8 has as its spiritual principle self-discipline, and step 9 has as its spiritual principle love. And so I made a list by going back and reading my step 4 of all the people that I wanted to make amends to. And I kept at the forefront of my mind that the amends was not for the other person, the amends was for me. I wanted to gain clarity of mind. I wanted to gain peace of mind. So I was doing the amends process for me. I needed to clean my side of the street so that I felt good about what had happened in my past. The spiritual principle of
Gentle
step,
reminder.
thank you very much. The spiritual principle of step 10 is perseverance. And the first time that I read through all the spiritual principles for the step, I was reading them and I saw honesty, and I'm like, sometimes I'm honest, sometimes I'm not. I was reading and I saw courage. I'm like, well, it depends on the situation. I was reading and I saw willingness, and I'm like, well, it depends on what you're talking about. But when I saw perseverance, I said, I can do step 10. I have persevered for the last 56 years. I don't even know what step 10 is, but I'm going to be able to do it. Little did I know, step 10 was the combination or the amalgamation of steps 1 through 9. Only now I had it on a daily basis. So I was right back at step 4 on a daily basis. As I've spent time in program, I have become so grateful to step 10. No longer do resentments boil inside of me. No longer do my fears and my harms just drive me daily. There's a step 10 that I can do, and I can do it immediately. If I hold on to a resentment for 2 minutes, I've held on to it for 2 minutes too long, because there's a step that I can work to get through that resentment. So I have become a big fan of step 10 and the perseverance that the program requires. Step 11 has as its spiritual principle spiritual awareness. And as I was talking to people at the beginning of the program, in the beginning days of my program, I found that many of the people who had what I wanted in the program had some sort of meditation practice.
That's
I had
right.
no, I thank you. I have just about another minute to go. I had no idea what meditation was then, and you would be fair to argue now, I still don't know what meditation is, but I have a practice that works for me. I get up each morning, and for the first 15 to 20 minutes that I'm awake, I sit quietly and I let emotions surface. Often, those emotions for me are sadness, they're grief, they're despair, shame, guilt. It's rarely gratitude, it's rarely joy, and it's rarely happiness. After I sit with the emotion for about 20 minutes, I then write for 15 or 20 minutes, usually about that emotion, maybe a specific incident where I had that emotion in the past, and I write about it. And then after what I call 40 minutes of heavy emotional lifting, I then reward myself by spending 20 minutes doing a crossword puzzle. And that's my transition into the world. That's my introduction into, okay, I'm ready to interact with people, the world, and whatever the day has to offer. But I spend those first 40 minutes in quiet meditation and writing. Step 12 has as its spiritual principle service. And the message that we are given in OA in step 12 is to live this in all of our affairs. And I believe that in order to keep my recovery, I have to give it away. And by giving it away, I am able to keep my recovery. I also look at recovery on a macroscopic view. This program was founded way before I was born. And today, there are children being born who are going to need this program
That was
long
time.
after I'm gone. And so I want this program to survive. So any level of service that I can give will help it to survive. I will finish up with just a few by the numbers, or finish up with just a few tidbits from my talk. And that is that in May of this year, I flew for the first time in a couple of years, and I only bought one ticket. I fit in one airline seat now, so I am very grateful to program for that. And just a few days ago, I became a 100-pounder. So I am very happy about that. And before program, I would often get maybe 1,700 steps a day if I was lucky. I had a very sedentary lifestyle, very sedentary lifestyle. Now, on a regular basis, I get about 7,500 steps a day. I was in New York City last week, and one day I had 12,000 steps. The next day I had 15,000 steps. So to say that OA has saved my life is not hyperbole and it's not an understatement. It is at this point a fact of my life. I am forever grateful to each of you for coming to this meeting. And I am happy to be traveling, or maybe I should say, trudging the road of happy destiny with you. Thank you.